This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Got Lisa Beeney in. We're talking green energy and so on. We've got lots of advice to give. But first of all, if I remember, last time you were in a month ago, we asked you a question and you said, I can't answer that. I can't tell you that at the moment. So come on, spill the beans.
Well, for the last year, we have been looking at ways of helping people reduce their energy bills long term. So rather than just telling people to turn the thermostat down or providing energy vouchers, we can still do all of that. But how could we save people hundreds of pounds each year on their energy bills? So we've done a feasibility study into this project, and we have just been awarded nearly £500,000.
Whoa.
To develop this project on the island over the next 2 years that will, for the people that take part, reduce their energy bills by kind of £400-ish a year. So that is a huge amount. And we'll be doing that by giving people batteries. So our financial modelling has shown that we should be able to provide people with batteries in their homes. So even if somebody's in a flat, so you don't have to have solar, you can then use this battery to charge it up with cheap energy and then use that cheap energy during the day when the energy is more expensive. And then on the island, we have a lot of solar panels and solar farms. And in the summer, we produce more energy than we need. So part of a project is to get all of these batteries to work together at times, like one big battery, and soak up some of this excess energy that will then be available for people to use.
Wow. Where do we start? That's a game changer, isn't it?
That is a game changer. And it's been an awful lot of work over the last year to get us to this point. And as I say, we put in an application for energy redress funding under their innovation grant, and we've been successful with that. So we're now moving it from effectively a paper study as to would the numbers add up and would it work? And we've looked into the technical side of it and could we make it work? So we're moving to the next stage of the actual doing of it, of getting some of the first batteries that we will be putting into people's homes, developing the software to stitch it all together so it will all work together. There's a whole load of stuff that we need to do on the technical side, also on the legal side of how this will all work. We have just set up a new community benefit society called Vectis Community Energy. And that will be the organisation that runs this scheme and this project. So any money that it makes will be invested back into other community schemes to benefit the community.
Wow. I don't know where to start. I really don't. I mean, let's start with the basic one, that if you talk to certain people and we might tell them that we've got solar panels, and they're, oh, I can't afford that, it's too expensive, yeah, and so on. And then you mentioned batteries.
Yeah.
And batteries without the solar panels.
Yeah.
Just tell us how that would work. I've got a rough idea, but just tell us how that actually works. You know, someone who hasn't got, say, for instance, they're in a flat.
Yep.
So they don't have an ability to have solar panels on the roof. They can have a battery and...
They can have a battery, and because the way the energy market works, electricity isn't the same price all day, every day, but the energy companies sell it to us pretty much at the same price all day, every day. The software that we're developing will use the wholesale market to get cheap energy, put it into the batteries so people can use it when it's more expensive. So that's how you get the bill savings. People can still use whichever energy company they want, so they'll still be free to change providers. And if they sign up with a provider that has a specific tariff that gives them cheap overnight energy, they'll be able to charge this battery up overnight and then, as I say, use it during the day when the energy is more expensive.
Wow. I mean, that is. I've often thought about these batteries and how they could be more beneficial even to those people. And I think this is going to be magical for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how do people get involved?
There is a link on our website that has a link to a survey form where people can register their interest. So if people fill that in, then we will be contacting everybody to let them know more details. We will be having a very small initial pilot of just a few batteries in people's homes to iron out any particular problems that we have with controlling them, making sure that we've got all of the software right, that we can control them properly, that we know what information the homeowner will need and what level of help and support they'll need to make sure they're on the right tariff and they understand how to benefit from having the battery. So it's no good giving somebody something if they don't know how to get the most from it.
Mm.
When we've done all of that, we then will need to raise the money to buy the additional batteries. And we're talking to a mixture of private investors. And we will be doing a community share launch. So people will be able to buy shares in the project and then they will receive interest on their money over the next few years, as well as repaying their money to them if they choose for that type of share.
So overall, I think it saves the person that's having the batteries in their house money, energy, and it's obviously saving electric in the grid as well?
It is, yes. And it means that we will be able to help even out the load on the grid on the island, because we have a few unique problems over here. We've only got two cables to the mainland, for example, so there is only a finite amount of electricity we can send in each direction. So in the summer we produce more than we can export back to the mainland, and in the winter we have a limit on how much we could pull from the mainland to the island. So part of this project is to help balance the grid. It will mean areas that have particular problems, we can target those to have batteries in people's homes. That will help mean that their local transformer isn't overloaded, because we'll be able to shift some of their use to the night time when most people aren't using it, rather than the daytime peaks when they are.
This is huge, and I say that last time we spoke, it was kind of everything was kind of on hold, and I know that you were kind of concerned, and I was getting concerned because I think, you know, we should be moving forward, but this is a huge step in the right direction.
It is. I mean, we were told that there was an embargo on us releasing the information publicly until Energy Redress had made their public announcement, which they have now done. So we're now free to talk about it and hopefully get everyone else as excited as we are.
Wow, that is, I mean, I say, just one thing. Are we reliant on the providers of electric to play ball, or is it a case of only certain ones will give you those deals? Because you need those deals to be in place, don't you?
You do. Most of the energy providers now have those cheap rate deals. They have done forever, really, because we've always had Economy 7. So you've always had that option of cheap rate overnight. And now if you have a smart meter, there's so many more of those cheap overnight tariffs that you can use. So we will be helping people make sure they get the best deal for them.
Okay, so you mentioned solar panels as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of solar panels as well to be had.
Well, this project won't be providing solar panels, but we are hopeful that in the future that might change.
So what have we got? How can we help as islanders? This is a huge project that people are going to be looking at and thinking, well, if we do and say the right things, then there's a good future. But if we don't do the right thing here, so what do we need to do as people?
Really, if as many people as possible to fill in this survey form online, that would be brilliant. As they will then contact people and then get behind us. I mean, when we start our share launch, I think our minimum investment will be something like £50. So it doesn't matter how much or how little money you've got. And everybody that hosts one of our batteries will actually become a shareholder in the project. So the whole thing will pretty much be community owned. So the idea behind it is that everybody benefits. So the batteries we'll be targeting initially at people in fuel poverty, so people that couldn't normally afford to buy a battery. But we will also have options if people do have the money and want to buy a battery and take part in the project, they'll also be able to do that. But the aim is that we help the people who are least able to benefit from the new technology, just to make this transition fair, because at the moment it isn't.
So the big message is to people, you know, check out the website.
Yeah.
Don't feel as though, oh, it won't happen to us. You know, I'm just picturing people, you know, we're kind of lucky we got a garage, that's where our battery is. Yeah. If you were in a flat, and a tiny little flat, I'm guessing a battery would fit in there somehow.
Yeah, so in part of what we'll be doing, we'll be coming round and doing a survey to make sure that it's practically possible to do. We'll need to make sure that the electrical connections are there and what work we would need to do for the installation to make it all run smoothly.
Wow. I mean, it's great news. I mean, it's long. I mean, I would imagine for you it's long overdue, isn't it? You've been wanting this for a period of time. We've got a huge chance of taking this to the next level. So people have just got to get involved, haven't they?
The other brilliant thing is it provides more jobs on the island. I mean, off the back of this, we've just been able to employ 3 new people over here who will be helping with the energy advice side of it. There will be work for electricians, because we're talking about hundreds of homes that we will be installing these batteries into, and we will be needing trained electricians over here to do that. So again, it's not just what we do, it's the ripple effect that goes out throughout the rest of the island. And if that means that people have more money in their pockets at the end of the month, they've got more money to go out and spend in the local shops and the pubs, that impact spreads far wider than just what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a knock-on effect. Fantastic news. Really, really good news for the Isle of Wight. All we need to do, people, is get involved. And again, we go to the website, which is
www.greeniow.org.uk. You can always email us at info@greeniow.org.uk or phone us on 01983 668 900.
And we should make the point of this isn't for, like, you know, this isn't for rich people that can afford stuff on the roofs and so on. This is aimed at fuel people in fuel poverty.
Yeah.
And so if that's you, then you need to get involved because you qualify.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Very much so.
How wonderful. Should we leave it there this time? Because I think there's just a little, there's a 5-10 minute snapshot there of something wonderful. And I don't want to spoil it now by talking about something else.
Yeah, that's good.
So you'll come back in December?
I will come back in December.
And you'll let us know about that. Is what else do we need to? Do I need to sort of sign something or go online and take part in the survey as well?
I will email you a link to the survey form.
And we'll put it on the website.
And we'll also be having far more information online. There'll be a whole website that we're setting up about this project. So there'll be a whole load more information.
Fantastic. That's really put a spring in my step, because, you know, we get to this period of the year and we start thinking about how people are going to cope and so on. And it's tough times out there for a lot of people that are in fuel poverty and so on. And you just think, how are they going to be for the next 2, 3, 4 months? And this is like something that is, I don't know, it's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, the other thing I would say is if anyone is struggling with their energy bills at the moment, please contact us. We can arrange a home visit to see if we can do anything now to help you reduce your energy bills. We do have our winter energy essentials packs that we can send out to people that include things like a heated throw, low energy light bulbs and some draft excluder bits. And we do also have emergency energy vouchers that we can issue to people to help them pay for their energy over the winter.
Do you know, you're doing wonderful work in the community. Way to go, you and the rest of your team. I think it's brilliant news. It's really put a spring in my step, that has.
Thank you.
Good luck, and I say we'll see you in a month's time.
Yeah, we'll see you then.
Thank you, Lisa.